1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Did you do something to the headphones? This is Phil Henry Show. What's up with these? Well, these are my old headphones. No wonder. Can I have the old ones back? I ought to share with the audience what happened to these headphones. I mean, it's very embarrassing, but maybe I should, because I should tell on myself. I should publicly flay myself for this. I got angry last week, and I took my headphones. These are Sony. These are AKG. These are my favorite headphones. These are AKG. They are the K240 monitors. They're made in Austria. They're terrific. They're the best broadcast headphone I've ever used, and I've been using these probably for the last 6 or 7 years, and I threw them on the ground and broke the freaking things. We lost a part, so we had to have them. When I say we had to have them fixed, Craig very nicely had them fixed. And in the meantime, I was using yours, Mike, and I actually like yours better. So I think I'm going to throw these out the window again. And can I borrow yours? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. The interesting piece of census news: every 10 years, we have a census, and 2000 was no different. The first demographic details to emerge from the 2000 census shows the Hispanic population in the United States is now roughly equal to that of the African-American population. And so, as a minority group, Hispanics are rapidly becoming the largest, most populous minority group in America, and not necessarily and now they're not the smallest. They are equal, roughly equal to that. In status, they will be as big, if you will, as African Americans in terms of minority status. Brass Villanuevas from Los Malos, which is a Chicano empowerment organization located in Los Angeles, to talk about this. Brass, how are you?
I'm real good, Phil. We did hear the information you are just talking about, and we're going through that information right now.
Well, how does that make you feel? Just from the can you hold on for a minute, Brass?
Sure.
I got to just talk to my engineer. I'm seeing bus 2. There's a VU meter popping around on bus 2 here. Let me go back to Brass. Brass, you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, so what do we got going on here? Anyway, so how does that news strike you?
I have to tell you that, right now, we're a little bit distressed by that. I mean, it's good and it's also bad.
It's good and bad. Why, for the Hispanic community, being equal in number to African-Americans is good and bad. How?
The news is distressing. As a Chicano Empowerment Outreach Political Action Committee, we know that our strength is in our minority status. We no longer have that power. We no longer have the power, to be a minority on the move. We no longer have the power of the downtrodden and the oppressed, all right? We were the smallest minority. We could talk about people, we could talk about how people were abusing us, and Edward James Olmos and Jennifer Lopez and Jimmy Smith and Lou Diamond Phillips, they'd all come out and talk about how messed up everything was, and people would pay fairly close attention. But now we have as many people in our community as black people. And so Los Malos is sending a message out right now that we are feeling that we're no longer a fringe community. And
well, wait a minute. African Americans are and Hispanics are now roughly equal in number. That's a bad thing for Hispanics, you're saying?
In some way, we feel that it is, because the rising empowerment of...
How can that be bad? If you're increasing in number, don't you increase in influence?
Mr. Henry, the rising empowerment of Hispanics is also tragic. Most Hispanics who are native-born do not speak Spanish. I'm Hispanic, and the embarrassment for me and people like me for not speaking Spanish will be exacerbated, because there are a lot of native-born Hispanics.
Well, how many Hispanics, even native-born, don't speak Spanish?
I don't know the rough number, but I don't. And what I'm saying is that when we were a minority, I could talk a little bit more about how the white man had raped away from me all knowledge of siestas. I used to know all about Day of the Dead and Cinco de Mayo. I don't know that no more. And
Look, the rising influence of the Hispanic community...
Let me finish my point before you make yours, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The point I think that's important to make is that as a member of the Hispanic community, now there's a lot of Hispanics. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hispanics because their numbers are growing due to the over the last 10 years due to the rising immigration population, and then there's just more Hispanic people.
Right, but what you don't, while you can quote those figures, you don't know what that's doing to me and other Hispanics like me who want to empower my people, but I don't speak Spanish.
You want to empower your people, but you don't speak Spanish.
No, you know, I know you think that's funny and everything.
Well, I don't think it's funny. I don't get what you're saying. You say you don't have enough...
I don't have enough knowledge right now of my people to help lead my people, and right now there are more of my people than ever before. And that puts a spotlight on me because...
You mentioned you don't know enough about Day of the Dead and siestas.
Those are aspects of Chicano culture, mi barrio, mi raza. And, you know, you are Anglo, and I don't know that you're qualified to speak about hotels and Tijuana and things like that. You know, because...
Wait a minute. I know all about Day of the Dead because I've been to Mexico, and I know what that festival is. What are you...
That's something that I think is embarrassing. I think it's racist in a lot of ways for you to bring that up.
Why is that racist?
Because you are not Hispanic, and you know more about Day of the Dead than I do. Okay, well...
Day of the Dead is a celebrate... All right.
Why don't we back up a little bit?
Yeah, let's back up a little bit. I'm embarrassing you because I know more about siestas than you do, and you're Hispanic.
That's correct. And it's also embarrassing, I think, to have that many more Mexicans in America because right now they don't realize... See, you think that... You know, it's frustrating for me. You're trying to point out my shortcomings and make me look foolish. That's all
I'm not trying to make you look foolish. I'm trying to understand your point of view. The increase in number of Hispanics in America makes you look bad because you were born here and you don't speak Spanish.
I'm saying that right now Los Malos is trying to empower our people, but in order for me to be a leader, I need to know about native foods and the mission system. And I don't know about that yet.
All right. In order for you to become a empowered Hispanic, you need to know about siestas and Cinco de Mayo, and you don't know that.
No, I do not. And you, the thing, you know, it's embarrassing for me. You say that Jose Cuervo's bad tequila?
Yes.
How did you know that?
Because I've drunk good tequila. That's how.
See, you know that, and you're Anglo, and that part I think is unfair.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Brass Villanueva of the Los Malos. He is distressed over the fact that Hispanics and blacks are, there's almost as many Hispanics as there are blacks now because he can't speak Spanish. And as a result, what are you saying, Brass, as a result of that?
As a result of that, you're pointing it out, okay? I just wanted to be able to lead my people, but I can't lead my people. Now there's more people out. Man, I'm so... It just makes me sad, man. That's all I...
What makes you sad? You can't speak Spanish, so you can't lead your people, and there's more Hispanics than ever before.
I won't be spoken to like that. All right? I will not be spoken to...
Sir, I just want to get the gist of what you're telling me. You don't speak Spanish.
I don't know anything about... I went to the Mission Tortilla Factory down at the New California Adventure because they have a Mission Tortilla exhibit. And I was talking to them... I said, what's up? And they're all, I don't know nothing about it, you know? And
well, all right, go down to the, if you think that knowing more about your people is knowing more about the Mission Tortilla Factory down at the California Adventure theme park, go down there and learn more about it. Go down and learn more about tequila. Learn how to speak Spanish.
Well, I don't need an Anglo telling me how to do it, okay?
Then go talk to a Hispanic guy who will tell you about it. But if you want to lead your people, it would seem to me that you need to know how to speak Spanish.
And I don't think you understand the struggle that my people have been through. And
well, the struggle that the Hispanic people have been through in this country has probably been made much worse by the significant minority status they had up to this point. And now there are as many Hispanic people as there are African American. It won't be long before California, for instance, and Texas, two states right now that have a significant Hispanic population.
See, listen how intelligently you talk about it. And I feel like I don't know anything about siestas. See what I'm saying? You're talking all about it, and I couldn't even...
All right. Corn tortillas. You know...
And you're also being sarcastic, and I think that's racist.
Well, you're the guy that brought up the Mission Tortilla Company. Try corn tortillas with your scrambled eggs, okay?
Again, you're being racist and you're being insulting.
Well, I don't mean to be racist, I don't mean to be insulting, but I do mean to point out what I think is an argument that's roundabout. You're Hispanic, you want to lead your people, learn how to speak Spanish. You don't even know how to speak Spanish.
I do know Miraza.
All right, let's go to a guy named Morris in Augusta, Maine to talk about Hispanic issues, shall we? All right, here is Morris. Hi, Morris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
What? You're not even Hispanic, sir.
What's that?
You are not even Hispanic.
Am I Hispanic?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not.
All right, sir, I fail to see how you could address the issues of my people, Miraza.
Okay. I'm sorry, but you are not making any sense whatsoever. You want to blame white people or anybody else for the fact that, obviously, I guess you haven't done your homework, found out what a siesta is or anything else.
You need to learn
how to speak Spanish, and then you can go ahead and do that. But don't blame me. Don't blame the white people. Don't blame the radio talk show host. I mean...
Well, I will tell you this. I don't mean to blame the radio talk show host, but the white man beat all knowledge of tortillas and the whole Cinco de Mayo thing. They beat it. They raped it out of me.
Tell me how they did that.
Because in school, they kept talking about George Washington and all of these neo-fascist colonialists that helped keep my people down.
Hey, dude, welcome to America.
That's not fair.
Welcome to America.
Why didn't they talk about the tortilla system? Why didn't they talk about...
Wait a minute. Washington was the first president of the United States. We're going to replace him with a discussion of the merits of flour and corn tortillas?
That's my people. You two white dudes, you can talk about George Washington. See, that's all I'm saying.
That's American history, guys. American history.
What about... how come I don't know nothing about my culture? Thomas Jefferson had a Hispanic housekeeper. I don't know anything about that.
Got a computer? Look it up.
Why don't they teach it in school?
Why don't they teach it in school? They probably teach it in Mexican school.
Why don't I know how to speak Spanish?
For the same reason I'm French. My parents are French Canadian, and I don't know how to speak French.
It was my fault, not anybody else's. So the French was raped out of you?
No, it wasn't raped out of me. It wasn't taught to me by my parents.
Because the colonial British raped all the French right out of you.
Oh, you lost.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
All right,
I am French Canadian. I am not.
The French raped it out of you.
I chose not to learn French, okay? I chose not to learn it. Teach it in school. I could have learned it, but I chose not to. Okay,
to learn how to speak Spanish, but it is embarrassing for me as a Chicano. I don't know which freeway exactly it is to Tijuana. Those are the things that I don't know.
You take Interstate 5 to San Diego.
See, you know that.
Whose fault is that?
That is embarrassing.
Is that my fault?
This white man here knows how to get to Tijuana. See what I'm saying? Okay.
But how is that his fault? It embarrasses you because you don't have the knowledge.
Well, I think your point is very well made, Morris. He's blaming me because he doesn't know which interstate goes to San Diego. 1-800, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. You see the problem that we are facing here. We are talking with Brass Villanueva. He is with Los Malos, which is a Chicano Empowerment Political Action Committee organization. As it says in the brochure here, they are upset with the Hispanics having equal status with blacks as the most populous minority in America now. Because the more power Hispanics have, the more stupid he looks that he can't speak Spanish. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here with Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. We're talking about the day's news, and today the news is that the Hispanic community, the Hispanic population of America, is now equal in number to African Americans, which means that they are no longer a minority second in number to African Americans. At one time, African Americans, the number one minority in America, whatever that. What? How significant is that, Brass?
To be number one minority in America means that, okay, that you have more profile. You have a bigger profile, okay?
And so what's wrong with you say it embarrasses you because you can't speak Spanish?
I have looked up a few phrases that I wanted to learn because if Hispanic people are going to be led by me, and I think they should be led by me because I'm proud of my people. It's just that I can't, I don't know things. Soy orgulloso, morón, estúpido, un niño is a phrase I just learned on Babelfish.
What does that mean?
I'm a proud brown man.
Soy orgulloso, marrón, estúpido, un niño.
That's right.
I'm a proud brown man.
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Ruby on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Ruby, go ahead.
Is this guy for real?
Are you? Yeah, exactly. Because estúpido means stupid.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's not the information I have.
Well, let me ask you something. Well, what
proud
is the name of your group?
A proud,
group?
Stupid brown man?
See, that's the racism that I don't need, Mr. Hendry, from you.
Sir? Sir, what is the name of your group?
Los Malos, the bad. We are bad.
Okay. And are you not trying to empower your people? And I'm Hispanic, by the way, just so you understand that.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how come you get to?
Because I learned it.
How come you get to? And
because I learned it, and that's what I'm asking you. If you're talking about empowerment means to empower yourself to grow.
I got invited to my 5-year-old nephew's birthday, and there's going to be a thing, and I'm so embarrassed because I don't know what that thing you hit with a stick. What is that about? You know? Yeah.
I cannot believe
it. Pinata. It's pinata. You know what a pinata is?
Pinata, exactly.
That's what. She says I'm not for real. The Hispanic community is for real. The fact that we are a
well, how can you lead them if you don't know anything about
it, I guess. That's right. I want to learn, but the white man raped away everything.
And how do you think that you're...
tortillas, everything.
How do you think that you're going to learn? When's the last time you went to a library?
I would go to a library, but the white man doesn't want me to go to one. Don't you understand? He'd much rather I wash his car. Much rather I vacuum his rug.
Let me tell you something.
And I don't know corn. What do you use, a corn tortilla? You know, everything. That's it.
What does she use, a corn tortilla? What you're talking
this
about? This
guy is not for real. I mean, somebody
exactly,
has
ma'am. What's the story? Did somebody put you up to this?
This exactly.
You know, you want to know something? That is an insult. And this lady who claims to be Hispanic, who is buying into that kind of insulting talk. As if I'm a fraud. The fraud being conducted here is by the American people and the Hispanic community.
I think what you're trying to say when you're saying that the minority, us being a minority, no longer, as in where we were, and now we are,
and
there are not as many federal funds, there is not as many fundings available to us now.
Junipero Serra and all that stuff.
Will you just let her finish? I use, by the way, a corn tortilla.
And you're a white man. And you know all about tortilla. The fraud is being perpetrated against my people, the fraud of the white man to ignore us.
Yes, I know about, thank you, Ruby, I know about a corn tortilla. That makes me what, racist?
I think it's racist of you to know that before I do. And that,
all right, hold on. Here is Pat on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's go to line two. Antonio, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Antonio.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
And I'm from the Brown Braids of Watsonville chapter. This guy is not even for real.
What are you talking?
I'll tell you that much. Being Hispanic has nothing to do about corn tortillas, horse and cuervo, knowing your way to TJ. It has to do...
How come the white man gets to know all that and I don't, and I love my people?
Man... Being Hispanic, if this country is a melting pot, being a minority Hispanic, now going up to, you know, being a more majority, it's a good thing.
Well, I know it's a good thing, but now we have the voice, and I don't know what Santa Barbara means. Is that...
But who are you to... Hey, I'm Hispanic. Hey, I'm not picking you. Trust me to lead my people. My people's not my people.
Antonio,
we are United States of America.
Antonio, can you hold on for just a moment?
Yeah.
We'll get back to you. We need to take a commercial break. You too, Brass. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Brass Villanueva from Los Malos, so talking about the census information that Hispanics are now the largest, are tied with African Americans as the largest minority group in America, and you don't like that.
No, number one, Mr. Henry, I love that my people now have extra influence.
Well, then what are you complaining about? You say you're Hispanic, you can't speak Spanish.
No, what I'm saying is this. I think that we all need to be brought up to speed before we are the number one minority group. I need to be brought up to speed. A lot of Hispanic Americans need to. I'm not the only one. I don't, and this is very, very painful for me to say to you, but I don't even like Mexican food. I can't get it down, some of it, you know.
All right, well, hold on. You can't get Mexican food down and you're a proud Hispanic.
But that's not racist. You're trying to be racist. And I'm not a racist, okay?
I'm not being racist. You're the guy that said you're a proud Hispanic. You don't even like Mexican food. Let me go back to Antonio, who was hanging on there. Antonio, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, what in L.A., what's your organization called again?
Los Malos.
Me and about 600 of my colleagues have gone to L.A. to do the United Chico Chicano conferences, and I've never heard of your organization. Why is that?
Because we're relatively new. Right now, we're grassroots. We're trying to get our stuff together.
Man, your own people probably don't even respect you if they're telling you you're a pendejo. You're dumb.
See, I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. How can you lead?
I know what pendejo means.
See, this white man knows what pendejo means. I don't know what it means. That's racist.
How is that racist?
Racism comes from you feeling.
But see, like bean burrito.
Bean burrito.
I don't even like bean burrito.
Okay, you being Mexican, have you heard the saying, with the bean, you get the whole burrito? Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well,
that's
being
King
Hispanic
Taco
and being
Boulevard.
A minority, it could only help us. It could only bring us together, give us more of a voice in our country.
Okay,
because there is racism out there, but we as a people don't need you to represent us. Because you know what, man? You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what the culture's about. You don't even know. Burrito, tacos, Jose Cuervo has nothing to do with Hispanic culture. The whole culture is about being oppressed, coming up, trying to get along with others.
How come
racism?
Well, I had ordered brown berets, and the UPS hasn't delivered it yet.
Excuse me?
We ordered our brown berets, and UPS hasn't got them to my house yet.
Okay.
The beret? You know.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're saying?
What? Man, how can you authentic Mexican food when it's filled with dog meat and everything?
Mexican food? Man, being a Hispanic, you're not talking about the right subject, man.
We're talking
about minorities becoming more in the majority, right?
Right. I'm talking about our people.
Okay. It has nothing to do with food. It has nothing to do with Cuervo. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with people united as a one.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you know how to get to TJ, right?
Man, everybody knows how to get to TJ. You must be dumb if you don't know how to get to TJ.
Then why
don't you?
Why don't I?
I don't.
Why don't I? You, man, how can you lead us into the future if you don't even...
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to say, you used a bad word, man.
Hey.
You know, that's not good. That's not cool.
Look it. The guy used a bad word in association with you not knowing where to find a map, a Rand McNally map, at a gas station to help you get...
99 cents, my brother. 99 cents.
So that's got nothing to do with my company.
Don't get that 24-ouncer. Don't get that 32. Get that 99 cents. Go up there. Get yourself a map. Learn where Mexico is. From there, you could go to Mexico. Man, you can learn everything you wanted to do. But we're talking about Hispanics being a minority.
That's a cold
jumping
shot, man.
To be a majority.
That's a cold shot you took on me, man.
Man, there's nothing cold. The only thing cold shot I've been giving you is maybe hitting you with the 40 across the head because you're so dumb.
Hitting you with the truth, okay, Brass?
Exactly, Mark.
All right, I'll take truth from Antonio because he's one of my people, okay? But you are...
My people, man. Let me tell you this much. Where's your family from?
My father was originally worked for IBM in Mexico City, but then they brutally transferred him to L.A.
Hey, that's so good, isn't it? He's making cash now.
He's making dollars.
It
was a brutal transferring him from my native land.
Okay, where were you born at?
Where were you born at?
I was very tragically, I was born in Encino.
Encino, California?
Yeah. That's
then
the,
you
that's
are an American citizen. You should be proud.
That's the tragedy of my life.
Tragedy? Wait. Go live in Mexico making $5 a week. How would you like that? You couldn't even get a portaphone. I bet you would be calling a damn phone from one of those toll booths charging you like 30 pesos a minute. Come on now. Well, you should be happy that you're Hispanic, born in America, be able to educate yourself, be able to, you know, your ancestors.
How come that IBM brutally transferred my old man?
How come IBM? What? So you're going to go what? Be all pissed off at IBM because you're an American citizen?
Well, I just think it was brutal the way they transferred my father.
Brutal? They transferred him from Mexico City to L.A. How is it brutal?
Okay, you don't even know because you're the white talk show host.
Hey, man, I'm Hispanic. I love white people. We all get along.
I mean, what's up with they raped him away from his home country.
Well, raped from his own country.
Where's your father?
Well, what did he lose?
Where's your father from?
My father's from San Diego.
Well, who exactly in your family is from Mexico?
Well, okay, brother.
Come on.
That's a cold shot. You're laying on me, man.
No. Hey, man, if they ask me where my dad's from, it's only going to take me a second because I know. You must be a crack shot, you know?
Where's your dad from?
My family, my dad's from Jalos Totitlan, Jalisco.
Okay. Now, see, you know what's sad about that is I don't know if that's Mexico or not.
Yes.
Jalisco.
Jalisco is a Mexican state.
It's a Mexican state.
And why does the white man know that and I don't?
Well, you're dumb. I'm telling you, you're dumb. It has nothing to do with the white man, black man, orange man, blue man knowing. It has the fact that you don't know. What the hell are you trying to talk about? You're trying to lead my people if you don't know what the Jalisco is. I don't know where Mexico is. I don't even know what a burrito. Probably you don't even know what a burrito is.
I do.
Okay,
you know, here's the whole thing that I think is sad about all of this, okay?
No, the only thing that's sad about this is you got your little...
They raped
ain't real.
They raped me away.
Ain't real.
Well, okay, man.
We came out of the struggle UFW. Cesar Chavez in Salinas, California, did for our country what nobody could ever do.
Do you got any extra bomb berets that you could mail to us?
Oh, man, we got hundreds.
Okay, they got...
We ain't going to give you any. You're too dumb.
You laughing, white man. One of these days you'll be crying.
Whatever that means. Is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying, when I learned... You know,
when you learn what's in a bean burrito, maybe you'll give me a call and show me what's up, huh?
I think it's a cold shot.
You heard what the guy said. It's not a cold shot. He's hitting you with the truth, like he was trying to tell you. Eugene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what school you went to not to know not to learn Spanish.
I went to Encino. I went to high school, Sherman Oaks High School, California.
Now, I'm born and raised in Chicago.
Right.
Now, here it is. We took Spanish in school. Now,
well, they did teach Spanish, but...
They do.
That was under the brutal colonialist
system.
It's
the same, and you talking about that you don't know so much about your culture. Why are you sitting up here whining about it, and won't you just get off your butt and pick up a book and learn about your culture?
You know what it is? You're African-American. You're all pissed off.
I'm an African-American not to sit up here and whine and blame the white man for what he done. Well, I mean, if anybody should be crying, it should be us. But I'm not dwelling off that.
I'm trying to be a good Mexican.
But we're not dwelling off that, sir. That what I'm saying is the same as Malcolm X. It's the same as Malcolm X. He sat in jail and learned about his culture. It's the same. He went back to Mexico and learned about his culture. Did he not do that?
Did how about if you go back to Mexico?
I went to Cancun. We were in Cancun last February.
And how long did you stay there?
Well, the Sheraton messed up our reservation.
Wait a minute.
Okay, see, you laugh, the white man laughs.
He's talking about Malcolm X going to Mecca to learn the fundamentals of his religion and culture. You go to Cancun and the Sheraton messed up your reservation?
Oh, you think that's... I went to Cancun to learn about my culture. And then we had to go down to... I think we went to the Marriott. But I did learn some salsa dance. I don't know, man. I'm all
but, what I'm saying.
You like Mexican food?
Let's take it back a little bit. It's the same way as Mexican food.
Right.
It's the same way. It's about soul food.
Mi barrio.
It's the same way. It's the same way. We call it soul food because when we cook it, it's coming from the soul. It's expression from our heart.
What about Cabo Wabo? See, that's a tequila.
But it's besides the point. You looking at the whole, how are you going to speak about food and you don't know nothing about your culture? The heart and the root is your culture, who you are.
I believe in starting
small. But do you know who you are?
That's what I
do know.
I don't.
You know who you are.
No, I don't.
I mean, and I'm 29 years old.
But if I drink enough tequila, maybe I'll learn.
I have not attended college. I have not attended college. But I know who I am as a man.
You know, you call it the hood. You call it the hood. I call it me body.
I'm not sitting up here whining or crying about what the white man did and what he done. That's back in the day. I'm not going to blame the talk host about what happened.
Well, the talk host,
he was not born in
the day.
So what is you whining about?
Let me ask some brass. What's in a bean burrito?
That's just it. I don't know.
How about beans, man?
And a bean burrito is his different flavor.
Beans.
You can have beef and beans. You can have what?
Ain't there beans in it?
Yeah, there's beans in it. When I ask you what's in a bean burrito, why wouldn't you say beans are in a bean burrito?
Because I thought you were trying to trick me.
But here,
yeah, there you go. I'm the white. Okay, look at Eugene.
What it sound like? Nobody's
trying
to trick you. You're trying to trick yourself.
Trick yourself. Thank you. Okay.
So I guess that's the end of the conversation because you're going to kill. You know, it's all over now. We're going to move on to some white subjects, huh?
Yeah, we're going to move on to a white subject. Where's Grant buried? 1-800-449-8686.
I know that's Grant's tomb.
There you go. What's in a bean burrito? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, and we will talk more about all the other stuff that's going on in the world. But first, you know, during commercial breaks around here, we like to get together and discuss the things that are important to us, myself, Mike, Melissa, Craig, and certainly, as you know, the number one topic of discussion that's generally going to come up is where is your cat crapping these days? And in Melissa's house, her cat is crapping all over her fiancé's office work. Hey, now here's the thing. The cat's still alive. They haven't killed it yet. I remember we had a cat, and she's no longer with us. I don't know what happened to her. Something about putting her in a burlap sack. I can't remember now. But anyway, we had a cat. Marie was doing some work one day, and she had clipped out some articles from a newspaper and laid them out on the floor in her office so she could see where everything was. The cat comes up and takes a leak on all of it. Almost as if to say, you're not allowed to be a human and have fun. And of course, when you took your cat, apparently Melissa's cat crapped all over Mark's Beatles anthology book. And the vet that they took the cat to couldn't understand it because he says, I have that book, I love it. Our cat was probably just jealous of the fact that Maria had a job. And so just went up and peed all over the stuff. It was just like I told you about the other cat that the one that we have now, Mittens. And it had a cat box. It was in Maria's office, and Maria would start her show every morning at 9 o'clock. She did a broadcast from her show from her office to Sacramento. So every morning at 9, she was about to start her show and go on the air for Sacramento. And the cat would go in there about a minute before 9 and squeeze off. Oh, a fairly decent-sized log, and just leave it in there and then split, and then Maria's about to hit the air, and the room fills with this corrosive stench. And the cat's over the corner just going, you know, like, and you know they did it on purpose. You know they're an animal. You know they're not anthropomorphic. You know they couldn't possibly have feelings of vengeance or mischievousness in their heart, but they did, and she did, and they do. So our cat now is such a fat tub of guts. Mittens, this is the one that dumped in the box. Well, now that we don't, Maria doesn't do her show from the house anymore. Well, now what is it? What's the cat going to do now? Now the cat throws up all over the floor where I've got my favorite pool table. And she does this not because she's sick, because we've had her to the vet. No, she's fine. I said, why is she throwing up, doctor? Because she's, she's a gluttonous pig. Because she just eats until she pukes. We have a cat now that just eats until she throws up. Because that's, you know, and we keep the bowl full of food because God forbid we should let the food drop below a certain level. God forbid the food goes below three quarters of a bowl or the cat's meowing, meow, meow, all in the middle of the night. You ever heard a cat in heat meowing outside, that wail that they do? Our cat does it in the house when she's hungry. So she eats until she vomits. That's the kind of fat, Caligula-like, Nero-like, Roman orgy-like cat that we have. It's bulimic. It binges and purges. Our cat. Not to mention the fact, if we don't buy the $86,000 per pound cat crap powder, that whatever that, you know, that sand that you buy to put them in the cat box. Oh, Johnny Cat? No. Johnny Cat isn't good enough for her. Johnny Cat, well, that would be inexpensive. That would be affordable. That would be something that would actually keep the family budget in line. No. We got to go over to PetSmart and buy. See, PetSmart, God bless PetSmart and all those places. But the fact of the matter is, once you introduce a $600 a pound cat crap powder, then people will buy it. And then the cats will get onto it, and they'll know it's available, and they won't crap at anything other than that. You know, and so another, you see what I'm saying? Why come out with cat crap sand that costs $80? Because then the cat will say, hey, this is cool. I will only crap in that now and nothing else. Now that means I got to buy that stuff. Because we got Johnny Cat. She won't. She'll take a dump right in the middle of the living room rather than use Johnny Cat. I think PetSmart's sending a check to my cat. I don't know about yours. I think my cat's got some kind of an endorsement deal with PetSmart. I only crap in, you know, whatever the hell is stuff. Queen Elizabeth sand. It's Queen Elizabeth cat. Because she won't crap in that Johnny Cat. And Johnny Cat is an affordable thing. Which is, you know, I love Johnny Cat. Grew up with Johnny Cat. I used to crap in Johnny Cat myself. But my cat will not use it. And so, as a result, we have to go out and buy that stuff. Now, one good thing about our cat, she won't eat any of that Sheba. We don't give her any of that canned stuff. God forbid I should give her that canned jazz. The next thing you know, I'm going to have to be, you know, slicing off thin pieces of beef tenderloin for her. So we only feed her that, you know, the dry stuff. Cat chow. Whatever it is. Purina or something. I tend to overspend on it. Maria will just get the basic Vons brand. She gets the generic. Here, feed it that. What are you doing? Well, I thought maybe she'd like some diversity. Oh, you thought she'd like some diversity. So you go out and you get the Purina Cat Chow, which ain't cheap. But, I mean, she's just a piece of work, man. And now she's loud. And, of course, she sleeps wherever she wants to. And she's sleeping everywhere now. She's on my bed now. See, I don't let no cat sleep on my bed. This doesn't happen at our house. But Maria lets her up there, so now she's crashing on the bed. And Maria's out of town for a couple of days, so I'll be like, I got the bed to myself for a couple of days. It's not bad, you know. Wake up, the cat's there. Which is, like, weird, disquieting. So, yeah, so we got to kill ourselves a cat. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, the number of the Phil Henry Show, and we've made $113,717 with the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and album. I also would like to encourage you to visit josephwolf.com, josephwolf.com. Nice kid, guy that listens to our show. Joe's in a little bit of trouble. Visit his webpage. This is the Phil Henry Show.